Hi, it's me again, Savvy Smart Solutions. I want to talk about automated systems today and interagency coordination. So systems that require applications and personal data, such as your credit report, social security number, and that requires checking of other systems for accuracy and making determinations based upon your income, your household, your personal data, your work, where you live, how much you pay a month, what your credit looks like, what you drive, where you sleep at night, if you travel out of town, all your personal stuff, your life stuff. Interagency applications that require documentation. A simple document upload repository is not going to cut it. With human evaluators, it's not going to cut it. Human evaluation is still required, obviously. It always will. In some cases, it's not. And in most cases, humans are the ones that are screwing it up because you're only as smart as the system that you can design. And the problem is there's lack of interagency coordination. If you have a standardized process that says we need X, Y, and Z from all applicants for this particular approval of, say, a loan or a title or a deed or a registration, like a Department of Motor Vehicles, there are automated systems that can handle that and can data gather and grab and request documentation from humans, along with a human recorded voice phone call giving you the exact information that you're asking for. Currently, the burden is placed upon the applicants, and there's no consideration for disability and those who are emotionally or mentally damaged by just asking for it, something that's tied to or associated with the damage. Like the medical process. It's damaging just to go through the law to get a judge to declare that a person was injured. It's mentally and emotionally damaging to have to re-argue those points for 10 years, like the U.S. Veterans Administration forces its individuals to do. It's traumatizing to recall those matters. The same applies for other disabilities, such as mental disorders and emotional disabilities that were caused by other bureaucratic and problematic issues where people abused systems. And what I mean by abusing systems is that they exhausted the system and hurt somebody by using it. Or that they misused it and, say, used it to hack and take money. Or they used it to purposely frustrate an individual by slamming them with 30,000 documents and requirements to ensure that they won't be able to fulfill the demand, like in a court case or in a bureaucratic agency. That's called terrorism. It's called injury. It's painful. And there are other tools that they use that they're sort of forcing onto me right now so that I will stop speaking or that I'll shift my conversation to fit their needs, which is the stench and smell that they can put into your house to make you remember certain traumatizing people, abuses, and other ignorant professionals who think that they're in charge and capable of doing certain types of jobs or capable of replacing people and gaining millions for hurting someone or for, you know, to inherit money in, say, a insurance scam, a life insurance or a property insurance scam. And, you know, we like to think of ourselves as really high-tech, intelligent people in technology and systems, and we are. I am. But the stuff I'm seeing is just so such garbage work. And then to talk to interns at their agencies who act like they're smart enough to investigate the issues and change it or fix it and make it better, it's another slap in the face because of the low intelligence levels that are working on it. And then to have to think, well, maybe a miracle can take place and a Nigerian can take over and do better. Maybe there's an Asian that knows so much more than you do, who's 23 and can totally change the world. They can't. They're time wasters. And it's temporarily satisfying to be able to talk about your positions and your opinions of their systems, but it's useless because change cannot actually be put into effect because the 1 hour conversation is like a, you know, genius programmer or software expert talking to a new learner who probably doesn't even understand the first thing about process, documentation, interagency coordination, specific standardized requirements, and differences amongst different populations and types of people. Laws, equal opportunity, housing requirements, and all sorts of different things that must be considered and requirements that must be met that are varied amongst different agencies, populations, nations, towns, cities, states. So the cycle of hate and frustration continues because it sort of feels like there's, you know, it's just, it makes you feel powerless to change it. Because while there's that terrorist that still pumps out the garbage that the Nigerian is the president of the ISO, the International Standards Organization, and the stench of your last abuser still lingers in your house, even though it was from 10 years ago. And the ugly faces, although pretty, are still floating in your environment. And the headaches and the terrorizing dreams at night. But go get this document and make it say exactly what I said it to say. And face that trauma one more time. In fact, face it three more times just because. You know, just because we're stupid. It's not that you're stupid. It's just that you don't have smart developers and programmers that know how to take the burden off of the injured or just off of the people in general. And to truly use automated systems to their full benefit. Not to their full benefit, but to their full capacity and potential. You need a document from a court agency, a child support agency. You should have a list of all those agencies and it should map and send an automated message. I need this verified, documented, so that there is no further questions. Every landlord, person paying rent to a person, should be documented. Not just in the process of applying for something, but in daily life. Not just in case that person goes missing. Those are tax documents related to finances and to proof where your money goes. Beneficial to the landlord, beneficial to the payer, and beneficial to the agency. So that you know where people are living and what they're doing, how much they're paying exactly, and when. So that you don't have to wait 5 years down the road or 2 years down the road when that person goes and decides, I need to go apply for this great loan so I can buy a house, and now I need to backtrack. And you don't care that I have brain damage. You're going to force me to do that anyways. You don't care if it causes trauma. You're going to force me back into that situation anyways. And then you're going to hold it over my head and disapprove of it if I don't get the data you're asking for. And that's a